I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name. Hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
Song.
Starting it off with a bang.
Always, always. That was Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and featuring Bruno Mars. I know it's a hit. I know we don't play hits on CITR, but I am a slut for the funk, and I can't help it, but I love that song.
That was funky.
It was funky. It got everyone awake after a dreary day in Vancouver. Everyone's driving home. I'm sure that whether you like it or not, you'd be tapping your toes to that one.
I was tapping my toes.
I know.
And it woke me up, too. I kind of needed that.
So you hated perfect. Yourself for it, though.
I did, kind of, but we don't have to talk about that.
No, we won't. It's a little too psychological for this time of night. So if you're wondering who the hell we are and what the hell we're doing, we are Fleur and Christian. We are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We're, what, 4 or 5 years in?
This About show's five, been, I think.
I know, which is crazy. 2009, so whatever that is.
Yeah, do the, oh.
Five.
At least.
There you go.
We're brilliant.
We're so smart. So Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. If you're a new listener to the show or the station, we are profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So either the song has a positive social justice message or the band has done something philanthropic, and we want to highlight it to inspire you guys, the listeners out there, to get excited about doing philanthropic work in your local neighborhood, globally, locally, nationally, whatever floats your boat.
On any level whatsoever.
And 2015's been pretty tumultuous so far, so we need to support all the charities doing great work out there and being kind to one another as well.
Yeah. We end off the show by saying that frequently, or you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I can't say be kind to one another, because that's what Ellen says, so I say be good to one another.
I know she's one of your idols.
I like Ellen. She's fun. So let me tell you a little bit about Mark Ronson and why I chose this song to start off our first show of 2015.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I know.
We haven't been on the air in a bit.
Well, together.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the
reins.
The solo reins while I was away gallivanting.
It was fun.
Yeah? How was your last show?
Gosh, that was a long time ago. It was before Christmas.
Yeah.
But I remember it being awesome, as always.
As always.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was probably, it was the best show in December.
Exactly. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your 2015 going so far?
So far, so good. I got off to a quick start for myself. New job.
I know. Yeah, that's exciting.
That's big news. Yes. I've been waiting to get our first show under my belt.
Yeah.
So this is exciting too. How about you?
I've been sick, so not so great. But I'm excited about 2015. I feel like there's going to be some great things going on, and we're going to be trying to get some more interviews on and people coming in and highlight some charity work and do all that fun stuff. So we actually have our fun drive coming up at the end of February. So mark your calendars. We will be doing it the first day it starts, which is, I think, February 28th. But we'll...
You might be right. You might be wrong.
I know. It's 28th or 29th. It's 28th, because it's not a leap year. So we have to clarify that. But we're...
Might have some fun stuff planned. I just found out.
Yeah, I know. We will. We'll talk about that a bit later on, about what we're trying to achieve with our fun drive show this year. But we'll be talking about this all the way up until the fun drive week, which is at the end of February, early March. But in the meantime, Mark Ronson.
All right. So he's an English musician, DJ, singer, and music producer. Very talented fellow. His second album, Version, reached number 2 in the UK album chart, and it included 3 UK top 10 singles. So super successful fellow. Won him a Brit Award for Best British Male Solo Artist in 2008, and he has produced multi-platform Grammy Award-winning albums for artists such as Amy Winehouse and Adele. Two heavy hitters.
And 2 British women
as
well, which is great. Unfortunately, Amy Winehouse no longer with us. Silly girl. Anyway, last year, Ronson achieved the first UK and US number one single with Uptown Funk, the one you just heard that's scorching through all charts around the world, I'd say, with Bruno Mars. And love to hate him, he does have a pretty decent voice and he knows how to use it. So this new album, I'm pretty excited about it. It's called Uptown Special from Ronson, and it's the 4th studio album. And it was only released on January 19th, will be in 4 days. So as always, we're cutting edge here at Are You Aware?
You don't get more cutting edge than that.
So hopefully we will have a little bit more of Ronson later in the year, just to see what his new show's like, or his new album's like. But Uptown Funk contains elements of All Gold Everything, performed by Trinidad James, which is a fantastic 70s/60s artist. So as always, a lot of these funk and rap and hip-hop songs have a lot of samples from funk from afar beyond.
It's how they do it.
And we like Mark Ronson because he participated in Peter's Please Don't Wear Any Fur campaign in 2009, and always, Peter, a great organization to get behind and support.
Definitely.
So who have we got next coming up?
All right, next we've got a Canadian indie rock band from Victoria, British Columbia. The band's sound combines the musical styles of folk rock, roots, blues, reggae, and ska, and has been described as surf rock. To date, the band I'm talking about is Current Swell. They've released a total of 5 albums, and in 2011, they actually placed first at Vancouver's Peak Performance Project, winning over $100,000, the top prize. So
that will help a lot of musicians.
That will definitely help.
Especially when they can't, everyone's illegally downloading stuff and you can't really sell albums. Although apparently if you illegally down stuff now, you will get a letter in the mail.
I've heard that.
Mail.
Or an email. I've heard something. People getting email as well.
They're trying to crack down.
Over downloading movies.
Oh.
Yeah, pirating.
Don't pirate unless you, well, pirate if you want, but don't get caught, I guess.
That's right.
No, you should pay for music and creative stuff. A few years ago, Current Swell actually were involved in a streaming and online concert to benefit 2 charitable foundations. They raised money and awareness for the BC Paraplegic Association and Life Rolls On. Both charities assist people with spinal cord injuries. And apparently one of Current Swell's friends lived with a spinal cord injury, and therefore you can see why they connected those two. They're actually going to be opening for Cat Empire, a great Australian band, have to plug my Aussie roots, on April 3rd and 4th at the Commodore Ballroom Van City.
Either of those would be great shows to go to.
Yeah, and together are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, because Current Swell always puts on a wonderful show. High energy, fun, and then Cat Empire is never disappointing either.
No, Cat Empire is great, and they have such a wonderful assortment of instruments, and they just jam it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Here's Current Swell with Roland on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Down there. stuck in his ways, stood strong in his will when he would stay up for days. Never wanna give him so much that we're missing now. All in black, standing around, crying over a picture, not a body in the ground. Still forgetting mistakes he was living.
This Thursday, celebrate the Biltmore 7th birthday with Yukon Blonde and special guest Fountain. Doors open at 8 p.m. January 15th at the legendary Biltmore Cabaret. Advanced tickets are available on TicketWeb. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Go! this is Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 6:30 on Thursday, and we just served up a little dosage of psychedelic pop from Peaking Lights with Everyone and Us from their latest album, Cosmic Logic, that came out in 2014. Peaking Lights are a husband and wife music duo from San Francisco that started in 2006. So they actually played the Foxcar Beret December 5th, so early December they were in Vancouver.
I like that. I've never heard of them. So thank you for enlightening me to Peaking Lights.
Hey, that's what Are You Aware is all about, enlightenment.
Christian and I have a very democratic way of programming this show. We each choose seven songs, and then I have the... esteemed pleasure of mixing them all together and hoping they sound right. So sometimes I have no idea what the hell he's chosen. And so, and I'm sure vice versa for you, you're like,
definitely.
So it's kind of cool because you get to learn about new music and you don't stay in your comfort zone.
It keeps things fresh.
I know.
And expands each of our horizons.
That's right. Yeah. And I was saying to Christian, because he left me for a few years while he was back at school studying, and I
getting educated.
And I noticed over the last few shows that we've done together, seeing as you only got back in the fall of last year, how your music choices have changed since last time you're on the air. You're into the avant-garde stuff now.
You know what? I don't even know how that happened. And I didn't know that until you mentioned it tonight when we were kinda,
now you're gonna be paranoid.
Now I am. I'm gonna go straight back to rock and roll and the musical staples in my repertoire.
Well, you grew up on punk rock. That's how I met you. You're all into punk rock when I met you. Not that it's a bad thing, it's a great thing. It was just an observation. That's all there was.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was an interesting observation. And you're bang on too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I like to be bang on. Deerhoof. We had Deerhoof in the middle. I don't know why I just said it like that, but I thought it was funny. With Paradise Girls was the song, and La Isla Bonita was the album. They're an American punk rock band, which wasn't really that punk rock just then.
No, there's a punk rock flavor to it, but I'd say there's a couple different musical styles getting mashed together there.
And you know what? I think artists need to explore their different influences and their different styles. If you come back and hear the same style of album year after year after year, no one's going to buy your records. Yeah. You've got to keep evolving, just like your musical taste has. Apparently, mine's still stagnated in the 70s, but at least you're evolving.
Hey, as long as one of us evolves, we're going to be all good.
Absolutely. Their live shows are known for their minimal gear, maximum volume, and surrealist banter. Kind of like you and me with our surrealist banter.
They take after us.
That's right, of course. We're their inspiration. Since their formation in 1994, they have self-produced their records and self-managed their career, which is pretty cool. And La Isla Bonita is this band's 12th studio album and was released last year.
Cranking them out. 12.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's impressive. In September of 2013, the band took part in a charity auction that auctioned off a slew of rare 7-inch releases from a number of artists, including Ty Segall, The OCs, Cass McCombs, Lower Dens, The Mallard, and more. The auction raised money for the VH1 Save the Music Foundation, which is a nonprofit dedicated to strengthening music education in public schools. So that'd be an American foundation. I know we have one similar to that in Canada as well. The name slips my mind right now. But
Music Counts?
You know what? I think you're right. You are right. VH1 Save the Music Foundation, their mission states that they are committed to ensuring that music instruction is a core component to a complete education, giving children the tools and confidence to excel in academics and in life.
And unfortunately, it's universal. Every country, it happened in Australia, it happens in Canada. All these nice-to-have curriculum courses like art, music, PE are the first on the chopping board when the governments want to tighten their belts. So it's good to see that, it's a sad state of affairs that you have to have an actual private foundation supporting that kind of education for these kids, but at least somebody's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So since 1997, this organization has contributed $51 million in new instruments to 1,900 public schools, benefiting 2.3 million children directly, which is fantastic. So if you want to find more out about this foundation, you can go to www.vh1savethemusic.org and you can find out more. Now, Deerhoof have a European tour starting in February, but no Vancouver dates as of yet. But I assume by the end of the year, they'll probably be at our shores. Hopefully.
Oh, hopefully. I'd check them out.
I would check them out too. I've never seen them, and I like them. I like them a lot. Now, before we get back into the music, it would be remiss of our show not to talk about what's been going on in the last couple of weeks with the Charlie Hebdo attack last week or the week before now, I guess, and then obviously what's been happening in Nigeria. It brings up a lot of interesting points around freedom of speech, freedom of opinion, freedom of speech as it relates to using negative imagery or offensive imagery to other people. I mean, there's thoughts on either side of the camp. At the end, we Are You Aware made a statement a week or so ago about being obviously being supportive of all journalists and whatever they have to say, because, you know, without freedom of speech, you can't have criticism of governments and highlighting oppression and things like that around the world. But I don't know. What do you think? I think that there's it's a very fine line being having freedom of speech and then being offensive to races and nationalities and religions.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, media, that being in the media, I think, you know, you're given a certain amount of power and you need to use it in the appropriate manner. You know, I think, yeah, it's a, you know, you're when you're given a space to, you know, share your thoughts to a large population, you got to use that wisely. And so, yeah, I think there's some responsibility associated with that. I agree. I think freedom of speech is a must, obviously, and really important. But I think there is some responsibility when you're part of the media.
Well, and there's, as always, when these things come up, there's a lot of fantastic and interesting discussions, as well as articles. There's a great article on CBC, the website recently over the last couple of days, which was talking about what had happened in France and the ramifications of the war on terror and the government sort of tightening their belts around security and individual freedom. So there is that you know, there's it's so multi-layered, but there is that side effect of the fact that, you know what, the war on terror, and I say that with air quotes, is continuing on as a way for governments to actually monitor you more. So you are losing kind of part of your freedoms with this war on terror that
continues.
That's
definitely the other side of the coin. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I think that inciting... Also, with depending on whether you're writing for for Time magazine or for The Economist or someone like that, or you're a satirical magazine like Charlie Hebdo, comedy gets and satire gets a lot of leeway compared to someone writing from a feature article point of view or an opinion piece, right? That you have that grey area because you can say, "Hey, I'm just joking" or whatever. And I mean, look at the Golden Globes. They got to roast George Clooney, Tina Fey, and what's her name? Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Sure. Oh yeah.
They made some really fantastic points, but it was through comedy. But comedy does have that fine line as well. That, you know, sometimes it can offend, and sometimes it can hurt. But whether you go to the point of killing people for that is a whole other gamut of discussion and interpretation,
yeah,
to say the
sure.
least. But I wanted to, because Charlie Hebdo happened, there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on that hasn't been highlighted in the news recently. And one thing that comes to mind that you guys can do something about quite easily while you're listening to CITR today is Boko Haram. Recently, essentially within the same time frame as what happened in France, Boko Haram actually used a 10-year-old girl as a suicide bomber to massacre up to 2,000 people. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific that that's the state of affairs, and it's, in my mind, an evil person that can come up with that such horrific way to kill people in general, but using a 10-year-old girl. But unfortunately, it was put to the sidelines during this terrible tragedy in France. So it's important to be aware of what's going on there. So Avaaz, I've always talked about Avaaz on the show. They're a great organization that really focuses on online petitions and has made huge headway in getting leaders to change their opinion. They have a really important petition going on that we will update on Facebook and Twitter for you guys to get access to it pretty easily, and I'm going to do this in the break. We're actually going to sign this petition, but it's to the heads of the state of the UN Security Council, basically saying we are horrified by the latest killings by Boko Haram in Nigeria, and we urge you to immediately appoint and send a UN special envoy to devise and implement a comprehensive peace plan to protect civilians, stop the carnage, and push for crucial reforms. It is high time the world prioritize action to end this conflict. Unfortunately, the president, Jonathan, is not really doing anything and says he's put it in the too hard basket. So it's up to us to really go out there and support Avaaz and obviously implore world leaders to do something about it, because we are all part of the global community.
Yes.
And
let's get that up on Facebook.
I will do it right now. So I think we've
we got everybody thinking about it.
I hope everyone's thinking about it, and you can make a difference with a click of your mouse and signing something that actually will go to the UN Security Council. But I want to keep the music going, and this was your choice. So what are we?
Yeah, so we've got some Flaming Lips coming up. Those that don't know, which probably are few, they're an American experimental rock band from Oklahoma City. Formed in 1983, so they've been doing it for a while. They're acclaimed for their wonderfully amazing live shows, which I've been lucky enough to see them before. They feature costumes, balloons, puppets, video projections, very complex stage setup, and frontman Wayne Coyne's signature man-sized plastic bubble, which he launches out into the crowd in. In 2002, Q Magazine named the Flaming Lips one of the 50 bands to see before you die.
Well, I think I saw them... Maybe I've seen so many shows over the years that I should have written them all down. I think I saw them in England and they were fantastic. They actually were involved with a little help from my friends. I thought that was a typo when you said that to me, which is their 14th studio album. It's a track-for-track tribute to the Beatles' magnificent album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The eclectic group of friends include performances from Miley Cyrus, My Morning Jacket, Tegan and Sarah, Jay Massis of
Dinosaur Jr.
Dinosaur Jr., thank you, I was getting there, Moby, Pussifier, and Fantagram, among others. All proceeds from the record sales will go to the Bella Foundation, which is an organization in Oklahoma City that helps provide veterinary care to needy pet owners. So without further ado, this is the Flaming Lips with In a Dream. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com. We'll be right back.
my body on a wagon and carry me off to the ocean. Let me float on to the eastern sun. I'll wait till tomorrow has just begun. Where I used to be.
You've got to tune into Are You Aware on CITR, and that was Hey Rosetta with Gold Teeth from their 2014 album called Second Sight. So, great Canadian band, seven-piece indie rock band, seven-piece. I like that. I like big bands. From St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, known for their intimate songwriting and energized live shows. The band creates quite a massive layered sound by incorporating piano, violin, and cello into the traditional four-piece rock band setup, so hence the seven-piece. Second Sight is the band's fourth studio album and was released in October of last year.
Very nice. Like it. Good choice. They have been involved in a, they were involved, I should say, in a benefit concert in 2013. They're actually the headliner of the Red Cross Rocks benefit concert held in Halifax with local band Soho Ghetto and the Persuaders opening the show. The benefits from the concert went directly to daily provincial Red Cross operations like disaster relief, bullying, and violence prevention programs. If you want to know more about what the Red Cross is up to, you can check it out at www.redcross.ca. And they're going to be playing back-to-back shows February 27th and 28th at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver. And I have to say, I'm glad that they directed that to the daily operations, because we are both fundraisers and we know how I could spend here all night going on about how people don't want to support operational costs.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you need to support operational costs or the bloody charity
wouldn't exist.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs> But that's a whole other story that we need to talk about.
We could talk about that for a whole show.
Yes. I don't want to vent. I've had my bit today, so.
Yeah. Before that, we had Foxygen with How Could You Really. They're an American indie rock duo formed in California in 2005. And Star Power, which is the album that that track was from, is their third studio album, released in October as well. And they contributed to the Flaming Lips Beatles Sgt. Pepper tribute album that we were talking about earlier, which was called With a Little Help from My Friends. That makes me laugh every time. They have some U.S. and European tour dates planned for the spring. Don't see anything on the West Coast yet, but we can always always hope. So,
good choice.
Yeah. I love that song.
It is. It's very,
it's one
very
of my,
good.
One of my faves right now.
So this one, the next song that I've chosen is, I guess, a year and a half, 2 years old now, but it's so damn catchy, I just had to play it. I wanted to sort of have an upbeat selection for the show because it's so grey and horrible outside. This is Milky Chance, which is an interesting name for a band, but we'll just leave that at that. They're a German folk duo with reggae and electronic music influences. They're both originating from Kassel, and they have several singles and one album on their own imprint, Lichtdicht Records. I probably butchered that, so I apologize for all the Germans out there. Their first single, Stolen Dance, which is what we're going to play here in a second, released in April, peaked at number one in the charts in countries such as Austria, France, Belgium, Switzerland, Poland, Czech Republic, and Hungary. Unfortunately, not in Canada. Sad Necessary is the debut studio album by these guys with this song on it.
And the album peaked at number 14 in Germany, and it charted to number 17 on the Billboard 200. The duo were in a four-piece jazz band called Flown Tones before they broke it off into a two-piece, and they met on the first day of advanced music class in grade 11, so they go way back, and they had only played two shows before they decided to make a record.
Wouldn't it be nice to be that goddamn talented that you're like, oh, yeah, after two shows, we'll just release an album and then, you know, get world-renowned status.
Yeah. Wouldn't happen for me.
Wouldn't happen for me either, yeah, buddy. We just got to stick with being radio nobodies.
Hey, I'm happy with that.
We're under the radar.
Yeah.
You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on the best station in Vancouver, CITR Radio 101.9 in Vancouver. Here's Milky Chance, Stolen Dance.
I want you by my side so that I never feel alone again. They've always been so kind, but now they brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong. Anyway, we need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us. Like this before, we don't talk about
about it.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in the Vancouver. That was, who was that? I chose that song. Pretty Lights with their song Finally Moving from their album Take Up Your Precious Time. And who was that that was
that being sampled? Wonderful female vocal track there. That was Etta James.
Etta James.
Love that. Her. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yep.
So Pretty Lights is an American electronic music artist, also the proprietor of an associated musical label called Pretty Lights Music. Take Up Your Precious Time is the first full-length album that was released in 2006. Since then, they've released four albums and one remix album, as well as four EPs. And then in July of 2011, he participated in a benefit gig that directed $5 from every ticket sold went to the Tuscaloosa. Disaster Relief Fund. It's nearing the end of our show and
yeah,
things
you
are
can
going
tell.
Sideways.
You can tell. Before that, we had some Mike Snow with Animal, Swedish indie pop band formed in 2007. Mike Snow is actually the title of their debut album as well, so it was a self-titled effort. It was recorded in Stockholm and released in the U.S. in June of 2009. In 2011, Mike Snow won a European Border Breakers Award for their international success, and every year the European Border Breaker Awards recognize the success of 10 emerging artists or groups who reached audiences outside their own countries with their first internationally released album in the past year. So in 2013, it's been confirmed that Mike Snow has been working on their third album, and in 2011, they actually founded a record label called Ingrid, with Peter Bjorn and John, Like Eli, and Coco Morier, and Dungeon as well.
Love Peter.
Couple artists there.
I love Peter Bjorn and John and Likey. Is it Lee or Lie?
I've said it both ways.
Okay. Lee yeah. Lie, whatever it is.
Lee Lie. Yeah.
Great Swedish band, so very cool that they have their own record label. You're seeing so much more of bands just producing their own record labels from now on, which is kind of good, diversifying the market.
Probably almost the only way for them to make some cash other than touring, too.
Exactly,
I guess. I'm assuming. I don't know.
We're not bands. We don't know.
No. Record industry is changing, or the music industry has changed a lot. So
absolutely.
Yeah, kudos to them for you know, taking a piece.
Absolutely. And in December 2013, one of the band members played a benefit show in New York City in support of the Philippines after the devastating typhoon that hit the island nation in November 2013. Can't believe it's been that long since that happened. It just seems like yesterday. All donations received went to Doctors Without Borders, who were on the ground at the time, and a local Filipino NGO called Guad Galinga, dedicated to rebuilding the lives after disasters and ending poverty. And Doctors Without Borders, an amazing organization, also known as Médecins Sans Frontières. Did I say that all right? I can't speak French, so
I know what? I think your French sounds impeccable.
It's funny, whenever I meet a French person and I say my name with the Australian accent, they give me this like look of just absolute disgust, like I've butchered the word. I'm like, come on, give me a break. It's my name. I can say
it
however
I
want.
Yeah, you can say whatever way you want.
Le fleur. What we got next?
We've got some RJD2 coming up. So Ramble John Crone, better known by RJD2, is an American musician based out of Philly, owner of record label RJ's Electrical Connections. And in 2002, he signed to LP's record label Definitive Jux and released his solo debut album Dead Ringer, which this track we're going to play is off of. And in 2013, RJD2 released his fifth studio album, or sorry, solo album, More Is Than Isn't, on RJ's Electrical Connections.
And he was involved in a pretty cool eBay auction in 2011. He auctioned off five original beats via eBay, and all the proceeds went to Doctors Without Borders. Yay!
Oh, there they are again. For more info on them, check out www.doctorswithoutborders.org. And here is RJD2. With Ghostwriter on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Science Week 2015 is a week-long celebration aimed at solidifying and fostering a sense of community and faculty pride. Free events will take place from January 19th to 23rd, providing students an opportunity to connect. Find more information on Facebook by searching for Science Week 2015.
Yeah.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants as always here. We've made a little bit of a change here. A change for the good, though. We're going to play an awesome track from
just talk amongst
Leonard
yourselves
Cohen's
for the
new album. Fleur's teeing it up right now. Thanks for joining us on this lovely Thursday evening. Hopefully we've kept you entertained while you're sheltered inside from the rain. Let's talk about what we're going to play here. Last track of the night for us. We're going to play some Leonard Cohen. This man just put out another new album called Popular Problems. Just came out late 2014 or mid-2014. We're going to play a song called Almost Like the Blues from it. And I'm sure most people are familiar with the great Leonard Cohen, Canadian singer-songwriter, musician, poet, and novelist. He's been inducted into the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well as the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's a companion of the Order of Canada, the nation's highest civilian honor. And in 2011, he received a Prince of Asturias Award for Literature. So this guy's so talented.
He's done a few things, that's for sure.
He's done a couple things,
As you know, I'm sure everyone's very familiar with Leonard Cohen. His themes surround political and social justice, and they recur constantly in his work, and that's why we love to play him here on Are You Aware? And war is also an enduring theme as well. Challenged in 1974 over his serious demeanor in concerts and the military salutes, he ended them with, he remarked, "I sing serious songs. And I'm serious on stage because I couldn't do it any other way. I don't consider myself a civilian. I consider myself a soldier. And that's the way soldiers salute." And you know what? You've got to be true to yourself.
You
right?
do, yeah.
So on September 22nd last year, one day after his 80th birthday, he released his new album, Popular Problems, to positive reviews.
Yeah, his 13th album.
It is. And we will be back in 2 weeks for another show. Next week you have Peanut Butter and Jams in this time slot. And we have a new show starting.
Yeah, so following us up here in about 5 minutes, you're going to have New Era with Eric Kari. So stay tuned. And right now we got Leonard Cohen with Almost Like the Blues on Are You Aware?
To their story of the gypsies and the Jews, it was good, it wasn't boring, it was almost like the blues. It was almost like the blues. There is no God in heaven, and there is no hell below. So says the great professor of all there is. is to know. But I've had the invitation that a sinner can't refuse, and it's almost like salvation. It's almost like the blues. It's almost like the blues. Almost like the blues.